Funding has been approved for a phone network that is relied upon by public safety agencies throughout the U.S. Andy Morrison, K9AWM, explains what happens next.
A mobile phone network created to provide public safety agencies around the United States with reliable emergency communications is poised for service upgrades after reaching an agreement with the federal government and the network's private sector partner, AT&T. Under the deal, AT&T, which built and maintains the network known as FirstNet, will cover the cost of $1 billion worth of the network's improvements. At the same time, AT&T will reduce its bill to the federal government by another $1 billion for its continued support to FirstNet. The government selected AT&T to build the network in 2017 when the service was first known as the Nationwide Public Safety Broadband Network. Its creation was driven by the breakdown in emergency communication for public safety agencies and first responders in the aftermath of the terror attacks on September 11, 2001. This is Andy Morrison, K9AWM.
Hams wishing to pay tribute to the first man in space have a chance to do so by making radio contact with two cosmonauts who followed the pioneering path of Yuri Gagarin. We have details from Jeremy Boot, G4, and JH.
A pair of cosmonauts, each in their own time, brought value to the realm of space exploration for their country. Alexander Volkov, U4MIR, now retired, is a veteran of three launches who later served as commander of the cosmonaut detachment at the Yuri Gagarin Cosmonaut Training Center. Roscosmos cosmonaut Alexander Grebenkin, R3HP, who has a radio communications engineering background, served as a mission specialist for SpaceX Crew 8 in 2024. Now the two are adding value to an event here on Earth that pays tribute to Yuri Gagarin and the trip 65 years ago that made him the first man in space. Both cosmonauts will be among the activators seeking QSOs with chasers on the 11th and 12th of April as part of an international DX contest honoring the Soviet cosmonaut and bearing his name. Contact will be on HF via
Amateur Radio Newsline will continue in 20 seconds, played by KE6GVK.